be with you.
Spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. There was a scholar of the law who stood up to test Jesus and asked, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law?" He replied, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." Jesus replied, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live." But because he wished to justify himself, he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man fell victim to robbers as he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. They stripped and beat him and went off, leaving him half dead. Now a priest happened to be going down that road, but when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. Likewise, a Levite came to that place, and when he saw him, he too passed on the opposite side. But a Samaritan traveler who came upon him was moved with compassion at the sight. He approached the victim, poured oil and wine over his wounds, and bandaged them. Then he lifted him up on his own animal, took him to an inn, and cared for him. The next day he took out 2 silver coins, gave them to the innkeeper with the instruction, 'Care for him. If you spend more than what I have given you, I shall repay you on my return.' Now which of these 3 was neighbor to the robber's victim?" He answered, "The one who treated him with mercy." And Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
This gospel about being a good neighbor is tied directly to last Sunday's gospel about our being disciples. They go arm in arm with one another. If you ever carefully observe people who are poor, they have no self-image. They've always been told their whole life that they're less than the rest of us, and so their image is completely and totally shattered. You and I were taught skills by our parents how to cope with life. They were not, simply because their parents didn't have those skills. And so they get mired in a cycle of poverty that they can't get out of. And so they think nothing of themselves. We have the largest food pantry in the city of Erie. We feed between 400 and 500 families a week. And a number of years ago, we had a change of leadership in that food pantry, and I've noticed an incredible change since that happened. These clients now come in, and they're smiling. They're upbeat. They feel good. Why? Because those volunteers are incredible. They go out of their way to call these people by name. They recognize them. They give them a hug, which nobody else would ever do. They know the circumstances of their life, and they ask them about it. And suddenly, these clients come in standing tall. They have a sense of self-respect. Why? Because those volunteers went the extra mile. They combine what is discipleship and being a good neighbor. And the question each of us has to answer is, do I go the extra mile? Amen.